After going through it, we'll learn the Likutei Rashi, which is on the side of many of the Gemaras we have. But we're not going to learn the Ksaviyad Rashi because just logistically it's not Shaykh. Okay. We'll learn a little bit more than the first Omid. I call Kinuye Nidorim Kinidorim. Like we said, Rashi says, we'll call him Rashi just because it says Rashi over here, or the Mefarish says. What?
Maybe his name
was Rashi. Call Kinuye Nidorim Kinidorim. The Iker Nedr de Chsiba Torah, Ish Ki Yidor Nedr, the Omar Korban Shani Ochelacha, or Korban Shani Nehenlacha. Im Omar Loshan Acher, Bikinui Nedr, Kiliktoni Lakamon, Konim Shani Nehenlach. Have a konim, o konim sha'ini nehenelach. Din kina le korban, bahani le shonos, nomi mitzer behuben adarim, kemosha osir gabi korban. Vechen kinuye charomim, ki charomim, vechen kinuye shvuyos, meforish le kamon. So Rashi says like this, that, the ikar nether is where you, are matfis, you say, this should be to me like a korban, meaning it's osir. Or, we'll see in the Gemara, anything that's a dover hanidor. Anything that you create, the iser, you say, this should be like this, that's the ikar neder. That's called hatfasa. But from Rashi is mashba, not like we said yesterday in the Ran. The Ran holds that that's only if you didn't say a loshen neder. But if you said loshen neder, right, dover zeh, ye osur alai beneder, right, then that's also an ikar neder. That's not a kinui, that's a nether. The machlokas really depends, or the essence of the machlokas is, when the Torah made the parish of Nedarim, it made a thing that a person could make a new iser on himself, or on somebody else with his things. It makes a completely new iser in the Torah called a nether. Or no, the Torah didn't give a person a koach to make a new iser. The Torah made a koach of a person to transfer the iser that exists on a carbon to something that a person has personally. He can't create a new iser. He can transfer a iser that exists already in the Torah to something else. That's the shaila. What's the power of a nether? Power of a nether is to make a new iser. The power of the nether is to transfer an iser. And Rashi over here says, or Mefarish says, that ikar neder is only where you transfer, and anything else is a kinui. And kinui means, like we said yesterday, that in order to make a neder, you have to have two conditions. One is that you have to intend to make the neder, and the other one is you have to say a neder, loshen neder. So if you didn't say loshen carbon or loshen neder, so you didn't say it's a neder. But there are certain things that are kinui, and they're nicknames for carbon, and one of them is konam. So if you said konam, that's good enough. And the Gemara will discuss where these kinuyim came from. Either they're made up things, or they're in other languages. Okay. So all kinuyim of nedarim are considered like nedarim. It's like you said the nether out if you said a kinuy. Cherem is like cherem. Cherem means there's two kinds of cherem. Cherem is a person who says dover ze cherem. So stam charomim is machlokas in the Gemara, whether stam cherim goes to the kohanim or stam cherim goes to Berek Habayis. Both exist, but which is the one? If you didn't say specifically, where does it go? Cherim, you can give something over; it belongs to the kohanim, and it's divided amongst that mishmor or whatever, or it's what's it called? Goes to Berek Habayis, machrim a chair. It goes to Berek Habayis, or it goes and divided up amongst the Kohanim. So if you didn't say Loshen Cherim, right, directly, but you said a kinoi, a nickname for Cherim, which Gemara will discuss what they are, that also has a din of Cherim. The same thing with Shvuos Kishvuos, Uneziros Kineziros. If you didn't say Hareini Nazir, but you used one of the nicknames for Nazir, also has a power to make you a Nazir. Ha'omer l'chaveru, mudroni mimcha, mufreshoni mimcha, meruchukoni mimcha, sha'ani ochelach, sha'ani toim lach, osr. These are not kinuyim, These are yodos, second kind of thing, where you didn't completely say the whole idea of what the nether is, but you gave a handle. You started enough to make it clear where you were going. That's also called a nether, because it's what's it called? It's called a yad. Yad for the nether, even though you didn't say the whole nether out, but you said enough to pull along the rest of it. Therefore, a person says, mudrani mimcha. Right? I am a mudr from you. You should have said, mudrani mimcha, what's it called? Dvorecho alaiki korban. But he didn't say it, but that's the intention. That's where he was going. Or mufreshani mimcha, I'm separated from you. Meaning, I'm separated from you that your things are to me like a korban. Mrechukani mimcha. Right, she'eni ochelach. Shadow with a shani ochelach. What I eat is going to be awesome. Right, what I'm going to taste is awesome. Or she'eni ochelach. I'm not going to eat from you. I'm not going to taste from you. So minuda ani loch, Rabbi Kiva yechochik bazel ahachmer. But if you said minuda ani bach, so is that enough to be considered a yad? It's a handle already. A minuda. You're not allowed to what's it called, to deal with him, to stay within his arba amos or whatever. So my intention was, I want to be separated from your things, or you separated from my things. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva said, if you look at the Likute Rashi, means on the Rashi from later on, out of Zion, what's chochech? Ko'odam shemischachech eilich ve'eilich, kach ihulo borer lo shi'avadei osir. A person, you know, what's it called, scratches this way, that way, he's not sure whether something is this way or the other way, he was in doubt whether that's a lotion of a nether or not. So he's machmer that has a din of a nether. See Rashi, the Mefarish. Mudra ani mimcha, kelomar. Harei olai ken nether, masha ani nehena mimcha. What I would benefit from you is a nether. That's mudr ani mimcha. But he didn't say b'feirish, the lashon of iser or a lashon of carbon. So that's called a yad. O omer meruchak ani mimcha. The masha, the mitzer nafshei, v'lo misani minei. Right? I'm going to be separated from you, distanced from you. Also, it has the connotation of iser, but he didn't say it out b'feirish. V'chol hani kivet v'lo mefarish mamish l'nether. The lo mitker be shum loshen korban havin yados in the mafarish l'shitaso. Since I didn't mention hatfas of a korban, it's not an ikker nether, but it's a yad, it's a handle, it's enough to pull along what I didn't say and to make what I said a bona fide nether. Menuda ani lecha kemoshim hoya benidui, just as if you were a nidui. The osur le lisa velite bade, I wouldn't be able to deal with you. Right, to have any business with you. Kach osur nafshele. So that also implies that the result should be as if you're in nidui, or I'm in nidui. Rabbi Akiva hayachochi b'zeh lahachmer, havi mechachich lahachmer. He, what's it called, wasn't sure, is this a lashon nether or not? The osur nami, the inyan nether hu velo borele. It wasn't clear, and therefore is machmer that it should be considered a nether. Okay, so the Gemara. Kol kinuyei nedarim kinedarim. Maishno gabi nozer, the lok toni lulukulo, or maishno gabi nedarim, the toni lukulu. Right, in the beginning of nozer, it also has the same Mishnah. Kol kinuyei neziros kineziros. But it doesn't there mention shvuas and haramim or whatever. Just neziros. Why over here by Nedarim it mentions all the other things, and over there by Nozer it doesn't? Rashi, Maishna gabi Nozer de loktani lekulo, de hosam ktani kol kinu nezirus v'sulo midi. Doesn't mention anything else, just mentions the kinuim of nezirus have a din of nezirus. If you made a nether to be a Nozer and you use the nickname, Noziach, Poziach, the Gemara says. The loktani lekol hanin Nedarim shvuas didn't mention all the Nedarim, shvuas, haramim like it does over here by Nedarim. Gemara says, Mishum the nether ushvua ksivi gabi hadodi. Since by nether, shvua and nether are mentioned in the same pasuk, tani tartin, so it mentioned both of them. Nether, once it mentions nether, it mentions its partner, shvua. So one should mention two, Vekiva the Tani Tart and Tani the Kula. Therefore, mention all the other ones. You had to mention two of them, mention all of them. All the cases where they're Kinuyim. Right? But by Nazirus, there's nothing that it had to mention at all together with Nazirus. So since it only mentioned Nazirus, it didn't mention anything else. Where it says, V'lisnik Kinu Shavuos Basar Nedarim. If that's the case, the whole reason it mentioned all of them is because it had to mention Shavua, which goes together with Nether, it mentioned Shavua second. Where it says, no, I did it, Tani Nedarim, the Mitzur Cheftzale, Tani Nomi Charom in the Mitzur Cheftzale. The difference between a Nether and a Shavua, as I said yesterday, a Nether, you make the thing Osir on you. A Shavua, you make yourself Osir to the thing. Cheirem, you make the thing Osir. It's an Isur Cheftza. You're making the thing Osir, making it Cheirem. So therefore, it mentioned Nether. It had to mention all the other ones because it had to mention Shavua, because Shavua and Nether go together. But instead of mentioning Shavua right away afterwards, because which is a different type, it mentioned Cheirem, which is the same type as Nether, which is an Isur Cheftza. Lafuke Shavua, the Koser Nafshim in Cheftza. Shavua is different. Shavua, you don't aser the thing, you aser yourself. It's an Isur Gavra to the thing. Okay, Rashi. Ksivin Bahadeh Adari, Kol Neder, Bechol Shavuas Isser. The Kivin, the Agav, the Tani Shavuas, Tani the Kulu. Since it mentioned, what's it called, had to mention Shavuas, because it goes along with Neder, they're a pair. So once it mentioned two, it mentioned all the others. By Nazir, it didn't have to mention anything else, so it didn't. Mer says, V'lishne Shavua Basar Nedarim, Kidich Sivi, V'hadar Lishne the Kulu. Since the whole reason it mentioned the other ones is for the sake of Shavua, and Shavua goes together with Nether, say, Kol Kinuye Nidarim and Kol Kinuye Shavuos. Why put Haramim before Shavuos? The Mitzur Chefza, the Chi Omer Dover Ze Olai, Bekarben, O Becherim, also the Chefetz Olav. When you say this thing is like a carbon, this thing is like Cherim, right? So you're assuring the thing, you're assuring the Chefetz. That's why he put them together. He's not answering the thing, he's answering himself from benefiting from the thing. Right? If I say a nether, this kikar is like a carbon, so the kikar becomes osir. Comes osir to me. Right? Or if it's my kikar, it can become osir to somebody else too. Becomes like a, it's an Isser Cheftza. Where I say, I make a shvu, I'm not going to eat this kicker, the kicker's not Osir. I'm not allowed to eat it. I'm putting the Isser on me, not on the thing. Okay. Continue.
Why is
the
Nedarim
What? Why isn't it? Because Nedarim is Isser Veheter, basically. Right, and it has to do with Madir, and has to do also with Nara, what's it called, Nara, and whatever. Shavuos, the Iker, Prokim, and Shavuos are Shavuos Ha'edos, and Shavuos Ha'pikadim, that's also to do with Ezekiel. After going through it, we'll learn the Lekutei Rashi, which is on the side of many of the Gemaras we have, but we're not going to learn the Ksaviyad Rashi, because logistically it's not Shaykh. Okay. We'll learn a little bit more than the first omit. I call kinuye nedarim kinedarim. Like we said, Rashi says, we'll call him Rashi just because it says Rashi over here, or the Mefarish says. What? Call kinuye nedarim kinedarim. The ikar neder de chsiba Torah, ish ki yidor neder, the omar korban shani ochelecha. Or korban shani nehen lecha. Im arba loshen acher bekinui neder kidiktoni lekamon konim shani nehen lech. Havi konim o konim shani nehen lech. Dim kino lekorban bahani leshonos nami mitzur behu minedarim kemoshu osur gabi korban. Vechen kinuye charomim ki charomim vechen kinuye shvu yos meforish lekamon. So Rashi says like this, that the ikar neder is where you are matfis, you say this should be to me like a korban, meaning it's osir. Or we'll see in the Gemara anything that's a dover hanidor, anything that you create, the Isser, you say this should be like this, that's the Iker Neder. That's called Hatfasa. But from Rashi's Mashba, not like we said yesterday in the Ran. The Ran holds that that's only if you didn't say a Lashon Neder. But if you said Lashon Neder, right, Dover Zeh, Ya'osur Alai B'Neder, right, then that's also an Iker Neder. That's not a Kinui, that's a Neder. The Machlokas really depends, or the essence of the Machlokas is, when the Torah made the Parsha of Nedarim, it made a thing that a person can make a new Isser on himself or on somebody else with his things. It makes a completely new Isser in the Torah called a Neder. Or no, the Torah didn't give a person a Koach to make a new Isser. The Torah made a Koach of a person to transfer the Isser that exists on a carbon to something that a person has personally. He can't create a new Isser. He can transfer a Isser that exists already in the Torah to something else. That's the Shaila. What's the power of a Nether? Power of a Nether is to make a new Isser. The power of the Nether is to transfer an Isser. And Rashi over here says, or Mefarish says, that Iker Nether is only where you transfer, and anything else is a kinui. A kinui means, like we said yesterday, that in order to make a Nether, you have to have two conditions. One is that you have to intend to make the Nether, and the other one is you have to say a Nether, Lashon Nether. So if you didn't say Lashon Karban or Lashon Nether, so you didn't say it's a Nether. But there are certain things that are kinui, and they're nicknames for Karban. And one of them is Konam. So if you said Konam, that's good enough. And the Gemara will discuss where these kinuyim came from. Either they're made up things, or they're in other languages. Okay. So all kinuyim of Nedarim are considered like Nedarim. It's like you said the Neder out if you said a kinuy. Cherem is like Cherem. Cherem means there's two kinds of Cherem. Cherem is a person who says, Dover Zeh Cherem. So, Stam Charom is Machlokas in the Gemara. Whether Stam Cherem goes to the Kohanim or Stam Cherem goes to Bedek Habayis. Both exist. But which is the one, if you didn't say specifically, where does it go? Cherem, you can give something over, it belongs to the Kohanim, and it's divided amongst that Mishmor or whatever, or it's what's it called, goes to Bedek Habayis. Machrim, a chair. It goes to Bedek Habayis, or it goes and divided up amongst the Kohanim. So if you didn't say Lashon Cherem, right, directly, but you said a kinoi, a nickname for Cherem, which Gemara will discuss what they are, that also has a din of Cherem. The same thing with Shvuos Kishvuos, Unaziros Kinaziros. If you didn't say Hareini Nazir, but you used one of the nicknames for Nazir, also has a power to make you a Nazir. Ha'omer l'chaveru, Mudroni Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha, Meruchukani Mimcha, Sha'ani Ochelach, Sha'ani Toimlach, Aser. These are not kinuyim, these are yados, second kind of thing, where you didn't completely say the whole idea of what the Nether is, but you gave a handle. You started enough to make it clear where you were going. That's also called a Nether, because it's what's it called? It's called a Yad. Yad for the Nether, even though you didn't say the whole Nether out, but you said enough to pull along the rest of it. Therefore, a person says, Mudrani Mimcha. Right? I am a Mudr from you. He should have said, Mudrani Mimcha, what's it called? Dvorecho alaiki korban. But he didn't say it, but that's the intention. That's where he was going. Or Mufreshani Mimcha, I'm separated from you. Meaning, I'm separated from you that your things are to me like a korban. Meruchukani Mimcha. Right, she'ani ochelach. Shaila with a she'ani ochelach. What I eat is going to be aser. Right, what I'm going to taste is aser. Or she'ani ochelach. I'm not going to eat from you. I'm not going to taste from you. So minuda ani loch. Rabbi Kiva yechochit bazel ha'achmir. But if you said minuda ani loch, so is that enough to be considered a yad? It's a handle already. A minuda You're not allowed to deal with him, to stay within his Arba Amos or whatever. So my intention was, I want to be separated from your things, or you separated from my things. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva said, if you look at the Likutei Rashi, means on the Rashi from later on, out of Zion, what's chochech? Ko'odam shemischachech eilich ve'eilich, kach ihu lo borer lo shiyavadei osir. A person, scratches this way, that way, is not sure whether something is this way or the other way. He was in doubt whether that's a lashon of a nether or not. So he's machmer that has a din of a nether. See Rashi, the Mefarish. Mudar ani mimcha kelomar. Hare olai kineder, masha ani nehena mimcha. What I would benefit from you is a nether. That's mudar ani mimcha. But he didn't say beferish, the lashon of iser or a lashon of carbon. So that's called a yad. O omer merucha ani mimcha. The masha, the mitzer nafshe, the lo misani minei. Right? I'm going to be separated from you, distanced from you. Also, it has the connotation of Isser, but he didn't say it out beferish. The cholhani kivin v'lo mefarish mamish l'neder v'lo mitker beishum loshen korban havin yodos. And the mefarish l'shitaso, since I didn't mention hatfos of a korban, it's not an ikker neder, but it's a yad, it's a handle. It's enough to pull along what I didn't say and to make what I said a bona fide neder. Menudani l'cha kemoshim hoya benidui, just as if you were a nidui. The osurle lisa velite bade, I wouldn't be able to deal with you, right? To have any business with you. Kach osur nafshele. So that also implies that the result should be as if you're in nidui or I'm in nidui. Rabbi Akiva hayachochi b'zeh lahachmer, havi mechachich lahachmer. Wasn't sure, is this a lashon neder or not? The osur nami the inyan nether who velo borele. It wasn't clear, and therefore is machmir that it should be considered a nether. Okay. So the Gemara. Kol kinuyan nedarim kinedarim. Maishno gabi nazir the lok tani lulukulo. Umaishno gabi nedarim the tani lulukulo. Right, in the beginning of nazir, it also has the same mishnah. Kol kinuyan zeros kineziros. But it doesn't there mention shvuas and haramim or whatever. Just nazirus. Why over here by nedarim it mentions all the other things, and over there by nazir it doesn't? Rashi, maishna gabi nazir deloktani lekulo, dehasam ktani kol kinuy nazirus v'sulo midi. Doesn't mention anything else, just mentions the kinuyim of nazirus have a din of nazirus. If you made a nether to be a nazir and you use a nickname, naziyach, paziyach, the Gemara says. The Lok Tani L'chol Han Nedarim Shvuas didn't mention all the Nedarim Shvuas Haramim like it does over here by Nedarim. So Mara says Mishum D'Neder U'Shvua K'sivi Gabi Hadadi. Since by Neder Shvua and Neder are mentioned in the same pasuk, Tani Tartin, so it mentioned both of them. Neder, once it mentions Neder, it mentions its partner Shvua. So once it mentioned two, the kiva the tani tartin tani the kulo. Therefore, it's mentioned all the other ones. You had to mention two of them. Mention all of them. All the cases where they're kinuyim, right? But by nazirus, there's nothing that it had to mention at all together with nazirus. So since it only mentioned nazirus, it didn't mention anything else. Mara says the listening kinuy shvuos boser nedarim. If that's the case, the whole reason it mentioned all of them is because it had to mention Shavua, which goes together with Nether, it mentioned Shavua second. Well, it says, no, I did it, Tani Nedarim, the Mitzur Chetzalei, Tani Nami Haramim, the Mitzur Chetzalei. The difference between a Nether and a Shavua, as you said yesterday, a Nether, you make the thing Asr on you. A Shavua, you make yourself Asr to the thing. Cherem, you make the thing Asr. It's an Isr Chetza. You're making the thing Asr, making it Cherem. So therefore, it mentioned Nether. It had to mention all the other ones because it had to mention Shvua, because Shvua and Nether go together. But instead of mentioning Shvua right away afterwards, which is a different type, it mentioned Cherem, which is the same type as Nether, which is an Isser Chefza. Lafuke shvua de kosher nafshi min chetzo. Shvua is different. Shvua, you don't aser the thing, you aser yourself. It's an isur gavra to the thing. Okay, Rashi. Ksivin bahadei hadari kol neder b'chol shvua shvuas isur. The kivin da agav diktoni shvuas toni lekulu. Since it mentioned what's it called? How to mention shvuas, because it goes along with neder. They're a pair. So once it mentioned two, it mentioned all the others. By Nazir, it didn't have to mention anything else, so it didn't. Mer says, V'lishnei shua basar nadorin, kidich sivi, v'hadar lishnei l'kulo. Since the whole reason it mentioned the other ones is for the sake of shvua, and shvua goes together with nether, say, kol kinuye nadorin, and kol kinuye shvuos. Why put haramim before shvuos? The mitzer chetze, the chi omer dover ze olai, bekarben, o becherim, when you say this thing is like a korban, this thing is like a is like cherim, right? So you're asering the thing, you're asering the chepetz. That's why I put them together. He's not asering the thing, he's asering himself from benefiting from the thing, right? If I say a nether, this kikar is like a carbon, so the kikar becomes osir. Comes osir to me. Right? Or if it's my kikar, it can become osir to somebody else too. It becomes like a, it's an isr chetza. Where I say, I make a shvu, I'm not going to eat this kikar, the kikar is not osir. I'm not allowed to eat it. I'm putting the isr on me, not on the thing. Okay.